What a joy it is to be in the house of God on this long, long weekend of celebrating our independence from England and also our personal declaration of faith through our Lord Jesus. And it's a joy to come to you this morning and welcome you. And I was telling Judy on the way over, I got a call yesterday. If you remember, Calvary, a Methodist, because they disaffiliated from the United Methodist, Calvary Methodist, has not disbanded. I thought maybe they had disbanded, but no, they're not disbanded, but they disaffiliated. Bill Peterson, their pastor, passed away. Tornado messed up one of the buildings, and a fire took the other building, so, but they've still been meeting and worshiping, and I called Doug to thank him for sending us the $5,000. And I thought, and they also sent $5,000 to Gray Memorial. And I'm not sure if they sent anything to Lake Jackson. I forgot to ask him that. But these little three churches, especially here, Joe Stiles served all three of them, Gray Memorial, here, and Calvary. And so we spent a long time on the phone. He finally called me back, and they were up in New York visiting Debbie's family. But he said, no, we have not disbanded. One of the members of the church has a big green-in porch on the back of her property. And we meet there every Sunday. We print a bulletin. We have a piano there, and we sing. And it's just a handful of us. He says, and I bring a message one week, and she brings the message the next week. I said, well, that's pretty cool. But this is what their plans are. I don't know if you knew this or not, but the church, big piece of property there off of Tennessee and what's the name?
Pensacola.
Or Pensacola and
Austin.
Yeah, that place. They have a big cell tower that's been there for years when cell phones first started. And they get an income from that cell tower. They lease that property to, I think, AT&T. And so they got an income. He said, we got more money now than we had when we were a church. because when they had the fire, the conference let them keep the insurance money so that they could do what they wanted to do when they wanted to do it. And then they disaffiliated. He said, so, but they're going to repave Pensacola Street. He says, and we got a call from the contractor that's going to repave to see if they couldn't lease the property from us and park their equipment on and, you know, use it as a staging area for doing that. And he says, and we get a couple thousand dollars a month from them. I said, well, that's pretty cool. He says, but this is our plan. We did not disaffiliate or disband. We want to resurrect the name of Calvary. And now that we're part of the Global Methodist Church, and they have a contract on the property, by the way, they're selling that property, and we're going to take that money and we're going to give it to local churches around. So we're going to give some of the money back, so someday we'll get some more money from them. But they're going to give it to the Global Methodist denomination, and they're going to do a church plant in Tallahassee, and they're going to name it Calvary.
Nice.
Yeah, so cool. So, anyhow, the gospel is alive and well down here on Pensacola Street. And I got a text from Tracy this morning. She had minor knee surgery this week, so she just sent me a text and said they wouldn't be here this morning. And I'm sure some other people are maybe out and about for a long weekend, but we're grateful that you're here this morning, and we'll continue with our celebration of July the 4th. Any updates on Pat and Don? I sent Douglas a text, but he never responded. Any?
I saw him earlier in the week. He still gets up and gets on his computer and gets the newspaper. But other than that, he's pretty much staying in the house. Yeah.
And I called Phyllis to see, you know, and get an update from her. But she said that she caught the flu, so she's been in the house for the last couple of days, so she hadn't been going over there.
Yeah, Keith across the street and had a problem.
The flu is always around somewhere. Let's see, what else did I want to tell you?
I
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, celebration of life.
Her uncle, right, and up in Missouri.
Yes.
And so he died unexpectedly from a tick bite. And of course, he knew he had a tick bite, and he took it off, and they do all the things that they do, and put evidently part of the head or something there, and he got infected, and his blood got contaminated. In a few days, he went home to be with the Lord. So they're up there. They originally was going to go to Oklahoma and Arizona on the other trip, but they're up there with family.
A tick bite did that?
Yeah.
I'll say it, say your lives or something.
Yeah.
We were at the river at the barbecue place right down the road, and Don and Pat used to come regularly, and then Don would come and get stuff to go and bring back. We know the owners of the place, and he said that he made a delivery to Don and Pat.
Oh, good.
So they delivered, so they wouldn't have to come out.
They had a lady that I've seen a car coming in the morning, so he doesn't have an engine. So,
yeah. Yeah, Douglas did tell me that I think this past Monday there were two people going to, I guess that they hired, sort of like visiting angels or something like that, and they were going to split up the day so that they get 24/7 care. So we'll leave that over to the Lord for His saving grace. I know He's taking good care of them, but we miss them.